感谢主带领我们一起来参加神训班。
Thank God that we are here at the at this seminar.
圣经有六十六卷书。
In the Bible there are 66 books.
这是神写给我们的。
And these are written to us by God.
他告诉我们他爱我们。
Telling us that He loves us.
他告诉我们我们怎么样来接受他的爱。
And He tells us how to receive His love.
所以我们又要常常来读圣经。
So we often have to read the Bible.
让我们有得救的智慧。
So that we can have the wisdom for salvation.
能够走上得救的道路。
So we can walk in this way on salvation.
圣经也提供我们属灵的粮食。
The Bible also provides us with spiritual food.
我们的心灵是神所创造的。
And our heart and spirit was created by God.
它是一个无形的空间。
And in a vast space.
而且是一个无限的空间。
In a limitless space.
那只有神的话语才能够充满我们的心。
And only His word can fill our hearts.
让我们得到满足。
That we can be satisfied.
我们在这个世界飘荡流浪，直到我们回到神的面前，领受他的话语，我们才得到安息。
And in this world we wander and we are pilgrims, and only when we receive His words that we could have rest.
现在在网络上有浩瀚无边的很多很多的知识。
And on the internet, there are limitless amount of information.
让人眼花缭乱。
And it causes our eyes to dazzle.
但是什么才是我们灵性安定的力量呢？
But what is the strength in our quietness?
什么是支持我们在这个属灵的征战中，我们依然能够站立得稳呢？
What can support us in this spiritual battle so that we can stand firm?
什么是在现在充满的异端邪教似是而非的真的道理当中正确光明的这个引导就是圣经。
And the Bible is the light in this world of false doctrines.
我们一辈子如果只能够选一本书。
And in our life, if we can only choose one book,
只能留下一本书在我们的身边。
If we can only choose one book to be on our side,
我们不要把《红楼梦》留下来。
And we should not leaveA Chinese literature.
我们不要选择《三国演义》。
Or the Battle of the Three Kingdoms.
我们也不需要选择《天龙八部》。
Or of Chinese fantasies.
我们要把圣经留下来。
But we should remain with us the Bible.
《红楼梦》是讲男女之间的爱欲情仇。
In the Chinese romantic novel, it talks about two couples.
最后只是有一个葬花的心情，看那个花掉下来。想到自己也要凋零了，那种是很虚无，是很暗淡是很悲情的。
And the book would only remind you that your life will also be like the book where it would fade away.
那么《三国演义》是看到这个天下大事呢，没有一定的道理。
And in the drama of the Three Kingdoms, you see that there is no peace and order in this world.
也没有真正的正义。
And there is no good politics.
只有政治的利益。
There is only a self-agenda in politics.
世上的书本到后来都只是谈到人最后的一种无奈跟绝望。
The books in this world are all talking about the hopelessness in life.
那么就像这个武侠小说也是打打杀杀，最后这些都是走入历史的仓库里面了。
And just like in Chinese fantasies, it's all about war and fightings, and all these are meaningless.
我们一定要把圣经留在身边。
So we have to leave with us the Bible.
一杯热茶，一本圣经，好好的去读它，这是一天当中最好的享受。
The best enjoyment in our life is to have a cup of tea and to read the Bible.
好，我们就是要跟大家一起来读圣经。
So now we will read the Bible together.
在我们的这个讲课当中呢。我们不会讲高深的学问，也没有什么深奥的道理。
And in our class, we won't be talking about any deep doctrines and mysteries.
我们希望达到一个目的。
We only hope to reach one goal.
跟大家一起读圣经。
That is to read the Bible with everyone.
当我们开始读，我们明白，我们就会喜爱。
When we read, we understand, then we will love.
我们随时展读的时候都。可以听得到圣经这些作者对我们说话。
Whenever we read the Bible, we can hear what the authors have to say to us.
圣经这些每一个文字我们都认识了。
And we know all the words in this book.
也了解到它背后的含义。
And we know the meanings behind their words.
久而久之我们就会喜欢它。
And then we will fall in love with it.
好像老朋友常常照面呢，我们越来越熟悉。
For example, when two friends often meet, they come to know each other better.
每次打开圣经，看起来都是很清楚的。
Every time we open the Bible, it seems very clear to us.
这就是我们神训班的目的。
So that is the purpose of our seminar.
那么早上这两个小时，我们是跟大家一起来读这个以弗所书。
So in the first 2 hours today, we will be reading the book of Ephesians.
那么大凡我们要了解一本书的时候，先从它的一些背景来了解。
So before we study this book, we have to study some of its backgrounds.
因为这些书卷都是神的灵感动啊。神的仆人所写出来的。
Because these books were all moved by the inspiration of God through His workers.
但是每一个人的成长背景不一样。
But each writer's background is different.
他们的侍奉的经历、属灵的经验也都不尽相同。
And their spirits and their experience are all different.
那么神会用着他们的特性啊，这是他们的背景、他们的条件呢，来写一本书。
And God will use their characteristics to write a book.
那么从他们所写的里头，可以让我们来认识神要我们明白的道理。
And from what they write, we can come to the understanding of God's words.
所以我们会很想知道啊，以弗所书作者是谁。
So we can come to understand who the author of the book of Ephesians is.
那么在圣经里头啊，有很多的书卷作者呢，我们不得而知的。
And in the Bible, there are many books that we don't know who the author is.
但多数是我们可以知道的。
But most of them we know who the author is.
所以有些时候我们要了解作者他的出身。
And sometimes we have to know how these authors were born.
帮助我们了解他所写的内容。
Help us to understand the contents of the letter.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
在第一章的第一节一开始就这样说了。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1 it says
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人
Verse 1 Paul an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus
所以这一封信的写信者呢是使徒保罗
So the author of this letter is Apostle Paul
这个叫做圣经的内证
And that is the proof of this letter.
就是在圣经里面你就可以直接找到他提到说作者是谁。
That within this book there is a proof of who the author is.
保罗是主耶稣所拣选的工人。
And Paul was a chosen worker by God.
我们看到第一节开始他说他是基督耶稣的使徒。
That he is An apostle of Jesus Christ.
那我们就先来了解说这个使徒是什么意思。
So first we have to understand what is an apostle.
在希腊文这个使徒我们翻中文翻成使徒呢，它原来的意思就是一个使者，是一个被差派的人。
The Greek for apostle means someone who is sent.
也可以说是代表差派他的人。
And he represents the one who sent him.
所以他有代表性，他也有他的这个权柄有他的权柄。
So he is both a representative and also he has some authority.
他本来他是一个普通的名词。
Before he was just a title.
你在很多很多的地方，当你需要用到所谓的使者的时候呢，或是被差派的人的时候，这都可以用这个普通的名词。
And whenever someone is sent, they could use this word.
可是在圣经里面呢，这个使徒的用意呢，它是被分别出来的。
But in the Bible, the word apostle has been separated.
特别提到说他是基督耶稣的使徒。
That it is used in the context of apostle of Jesus Christ.
他就是被耶稣基督所差派的。
That he was sent by the Lord Jesus.
在某些层面上，他可以代表耶稣基督。
And in some respects, he is a representative of the Lord Jesus.
他这个身份、这个职分是耶稣基督给他的。
And this title.Was given to him by the Lord Jesus.
但是这个职分会带来他应该有的职责。
And this title gives him the description of his duty.
在圣经里面对于这个使徒的这个含义他背后所隐含的意义他这个身份他到底要做什么工作圣经里面是有一个规范。
And in the Bible there is a recording of what an apostle have to do.
我们请看使徒行传第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts, chapter 1.
当犹大他 良心自责、懊悔已经没有机会的时候，他就用自己的方式来吊死了。
When Judas, his conscience rebuked him, and there was no turning back, he hanged himself.
那个时候，十二使徒就缺了一个。
That at the time, the 12 disciples, were short of one.
那么要面对要再补充一个使徒的时候，他们怎么样来办理这件事情呢？
So when they had to fill this office, what did they do?
在一章的二十一节。
In chapter 1, verse 21.
使徒行传一章二十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 21.
一节读到二十二节。
21 to 22.
所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作基督复活的见证。
And 21, therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
好，那么根据这些条件呢，在二十三节说他们就有选举两个人。
So according to these requirements, they proposed two people.
这两个人的条件旗鼓相当，不分轩轾，不晓得要如何取舍。
And they did not know which one among these two to choose.
好了，这个时候呢，众人就祷告。
So then the people prayed.
你说主啊，你知道万人的心。
And they said, You, O Lord, who knows the heart of all.
那就指明你所拣选的是谁。
Show which of these two you have chosen.
让他来得使徒的位分。
To take part in this ministry.
特别有提到说，这个位分是犹大已经丢弃，往自己的地方去了。
It says apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell.
所以祷告完之后，他们就摇签。
And after they prayed, they cast lots.
就选出了马提亚。
And then they chose Matthias.
他就跟十一个使徒同列了。
And he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
从这里可以让我们知道，他在强调使徒的位分呢是非常尊贵的。
So here he shows us that the office of apostleship is very important.
但是犹大已经把他丢弃。
But Judas threw away this ownership.
他是被主耶稣所重用的人。
And he was someone that was used by the Lord Jesus.
但是他自己选择离开了。
But he chose to depart from this.
这当中当然因为他一点贪欲的心呢，给魔鬼留地步，后来就给魔鬼掳去了。
Because of his greedy heart, he left a foothold for Satan, and he was taken away by Satan.
好，那么在这么多的这个适合的工人当中呢，他们就按照这个条件先来挑选。
So among all the workers, they used these requirements to choose the two candidates.
他说，主耶稣在我们中间在工作出入的时候呢，就是从施洗约翰一直到主耶稣被接上升为止的这个时间点里头呢，常常跟随在主耶稣身边的人。
So these people have to accompany with them all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among them, beginning from that time of John to now.
就是说，他是有跟从过主耶稣，那也接受过考验的。
That he is someone that followed the Lord Jesus and someone who has been tested.
他必须要来做耶稣基督复活的见证。
That he must be a witness of the resurrection.
这是神所拣选差派。
So, and he is the one that the Lord Jesus was sent.
从施洗约翰的工作开始到主耶稣被接上升，应该有三年多的时间，三四年的时间。
So from the time of the baptism of John to the resurrection should be about 3 years.
大概是四年的时间了。
Maybe about 4 years.
那么主耶稣他在世的时候，他拣选了很多门徒。
And when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he chose many disciples.
从门徒当中，他特别彻夜的祷告呢，在选了十二个使徒。
And among all the 12 disciples, he prayed all night to choose the 12 disciples.
犹大已经离开他的位分。
And because Judas have left his office.
现在重新再选举一位来补充到这里面来。
Then they will choose among themselves another to replace his office.
要看重他的经历。
And they value their experience.
跟从过耶稣。
That they must have the experience of following Jesus.
也跟这些使徒在一起同工。
They have worked with the rest of the disciples.
那么一段时间也会接受，也就是有一个学习，但也有接受考验。
And there was a period where they learned and they were tested.
那大众人认定的。
And they are recognized by all the people.
啊，因为一个人他的表现啊，长期以来大家都可以来了解他适合不适合。
Because after a long period of time, people can see whether or not they are suitable.
啊，所以圣经里面啊，这个地方所看到的这个选举的方法呢，它有这个公开公正的一种方式。
So this election, method is very open and transparent.
也是众人以为美的，众人肯定的。
And it is one that is approved by the people.
但是它的属灵，它的条件是属灵的。
But the requirement were spiritual.
这个地方都没有提到属世的条件。
It doesn't talk about any worldly requirements.
不是说不需要属世的条件。
And that is not to say that we don't need worldly requirements.
啊，属世的条件固然也是重要。
That the worldly requirements are still important.
但是属灵的条件是必要。
But the spiritual requirements is a must.
啊，在属世的条件呢，这个是很高的条件还是很低的条件，这个很难讲，因为那个范围很大。
Because worldly requirements can be a very high standard or low standard because the range is too big.
像彼得、约翰、雅各这个无学的小民，绝对要用他。
For example, the Peter, James, and John, they are without education, and yet the Lord Jesus still used them.
像保罗，他受教于当时候最有名的加玛列的门下呢，啊，是一个高材生啊，绝对也用他。
And as for Paul, he was a highly educated person. The Lord Jesus chose to use him.
但是我们要看重属灵的条件。
But we must emphasize on the spiritual requirements.
因为这是要做属灵的工作。
Because they are doing a spiritual work.
所以在属灵条件方面应该要被看重的。
So they must be approved in their spiritual requirements.
那要一起来做主耶稣复活的见证。
They have to be a witness of the Lord Jesus' resurrection.
他的条件跟他的工作都标明清楚。
So the requirements and his work have been stated very clearly.
那因此这个使徒啊，这个使者啊，他本来是一个普通名词，但是后来他变成一个在圣经使徒行传里面一个专有的名词的。
So the word sent, the apostle was a veryA separated name in the time of the New Testament.
就把它界定在啊这个属灵的工作上被差派的一个使者。
And that they are the one that were sent to do an important work.
那我们可能会想说，那现在教会有没有使徒
？So you may ask, do we still have apostles today?
因为这是一个历史的发展的一个过程。
Because this is a time in history where it develops.
那圣经也特别指明说，那是有它的属灵条件的。
So,The Bible clearly states the spiritual requirements.
他们第一次在补选这个使徒的时候呢，是要选举那个曾经跟随过主耶稣。
So when they elect, they chose someone who had followed the Lord Jesus.
啊，可以做主耶稣复活的见证。
And could be a witness of his resurrection.
因为这个三四年的时间，他们听主耶稣的教训，看主耶稣行神迹，那他们也体验到啊，主耶稣也向他们显现，他也能够。看到复活的主，所以也可以为这个来做见证。
And they can testify of the miracles of the Lord Jesus and of his resurrection.
那么后来在教会里头就不再以使徒的称呼来称这些圣工人员。
And later on, they no longer call these people the disciples.
一方面是对这个职分的尊重。
Apostle. And that is to show respect to these apostles.
而且这是一个历史的一个工作呢，就把它冻结在那段的历史当中。
But that is a holy work in that period of history that's specific to that time of history.
所以一般现在的一般的这个基督教界也就不再以使徒来称呼这个圣工人员。
So nowadays we don't use the word apostle to characterize any holy worker.
那么除了少数的一些教派。还有继续在所谓的产生一些使徒之外，多数的基督教派是没有这么做了。
Most denominations do not use the word apostle except for some minorities.
那么今天啊，我们的长执啊，传道人啊，倒是他做的工作跟他的位分呢，很像啊，当时候的使徒。
And today the ministers and pastors, their work is very similar to that of an apostle.
啊，那现在我们如果对于使徒的这个这称呼如果是一个广义的了解的话
，And if we understand this apostleship from a very wide perspective，
每一个被主耶稣基督差派的人都可以成为一个使徒
，And everyone who is sent by the Lord Jesus could be an apostle。
因为我们今天我们在信仰上我们是跟随耶稣的
，Because spiritually in our faith we are all followers of Jesus。
我们在生活中也是跟随耶稣的
，And in our daily life we are followers of Jesus。
啊， 我们有圣灵的体验、啊、我们可以为主耶稣复活做见证。
Because we have the Holy Spirit, we could testify of His resurrection.
所以在广义上来看，其实我们都是被差派的。
So from a wide perspective, we are apostles.
那现在话说回来，使徒保罗。
So coming back to Apostle Paul.
在四福音书里头都没有提到保罗。
In the four Gospels, it never talks about Paul.
保罗这个小伙子、啊、冒出头啊，是在《使徒行传》里面开始记载。
And Paul only appeared in the book of Acts.
而且是一炮而红的，就是在逼迫斯提凡的那件事情上面，他有份了。
And he was suddenly made famous, beginning from the death of Stephen.
啊，那么，所以那个时候，当其他的使徒在为主耶稣基督受逼迫的时候呢，保罗就是一个加害者。
So during the time when all the disciples and apostles were persecuted, Paul was one of the contributors.
啊，他那个时候名字叫做扫罗。
At the time, his name was Saul.
所以呢，主耶稣在世的时候呢，在世传福音的时候，保罗并没有跟随过主耶稣。
So when the Lord Jesus was on earth, Paul never followed the Lord Jesus.
但是他为什么也称为使徒呢
？But why was he called an apostle?
而且他自己认定他就是使徒。
And he confirms that he is an apostle.
后来也被其他的使徒所接受。
And he was accepted by the rest of the apostles.
因为他有一个非常奇特的经历。
Because he had a very unique experience.
他有一个非常奇特被拣选的经历。
And he had a unique a calling.
好，我们都知道，就是在他往大马色的路途中，主耶稣从天上用大光照他。
And we know that on the road to Damascus, he was shown by the great light of the Lord Jesus.
就拣选他。
And he was chosen.
那个时候他、啊、因为天上的、啊、因为天上出声音说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
And at the time in heaven there was a voice that said Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?、
啊、那个时候扫罗就说主啊你是谁
And、Saul replied Lord, who are you?、
啊、这是一个非常、这个吊诡的一个现象
And this is a very unique experience.
这是一个在哲学上所说的一种吊诡啊 ，paradox 啊，那种现象出来。
This is a very paradoxical situation.
啊，扫罗他一直在为天上的神热心呢、啊，他认为说逼迫信耶稣的人就是为天上的神热心。
He was always fervent for the Lord because he thought that persecuting Christians was a good thing.
啊，那现在他听到天上有声音说扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？But now that he hears A voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这个声音是从天上来的。
This voice came from heaven.
那应该是他向来所热心侍奉的神所说的话。
That is the voice of the God that he is fervently serving.
但是我现在是要去热心为神来做工，为什么这位神说我在逼迫他
？So he must have thought, I am fervently serving you, but why are you saying that I am persecuting you?
所以他那个时候他问了一个不应该问的问题，但却也是在那个时候他不得不问的问题。
So at the time he asked a question that he should not have asked, but it was a question he must ask.
当犹太人说主啊的时候，是特别指的天上的神说的。
When the Jewish people, when they say Lord, they are referring to the God in heaven.
既然他认识天上的神，他为天上的神在热心，为什么这位神说你在逼迫我
？So he's fervently serving this God in heaven, but why is he saying that I'm persecuting him?
然后他说主啊，你是谁？主啊，就是你所拜的神，你为什么还问他你是谁？
So since he's saying, Lord, who are you? He knows that he is the God in heaven, the Lord.
那个问题关键点在哪里呢
？So what is the critical point in this question?
就是他一直不认为耶稣基督就是神道成肉身来到世上。
It's that he never believed that the Lord Jesus was God who came to earth as flesh.
所以当这个概念如果像那个开关一开的时候呢，啊，耶稣基督就是天上的神道成肉身，那这两者就是合一的，这本来就是一的，那这个概念就清楚了。
So once he understands that the Lord Jesus he is God, then this concept has clicked and he understands.
所以当时候唯一的调整就是他要把它转换过来，神道成肉身来到世上。
So then he must understand that God came down to earth as the Lord Jesus.
他这样的概念非常清楚，在那一刻非常的清楚。
And at the time he was very clear.
所以日后他写的书信里头，他特别强调到这一点。
So in all his letters afterwards, he always emphasized this point.
啊，复活的主向他来说话。
That the resurrected Lord came to talk to him.
拣选他。
And chosen.
差派他。
And sent him.
要往外邦人的方向去。
To preach to the Gentiles.
啊，特派他作为外邦人的使徒。
And sent him to be an apostle of the Gentiles.
这是主耶稣亲自认定差派的。
And that is someone who is sent by the Lord Jesus.
好，所以从第一天他被拣选以后，
So from the first thing that he was chosen,
他并没有改变他的心智。
He did not change his heart.
他是奉神的旨意来做使徒。
He was an apostle by the will of God.
啊，不是人叫他出来。
And it was not anyone that told him to be an apostle.
也不是凭他自己的意思要做。
Nor was it by the will, his own will.
所以保罗他是一个器皿，被主耶稣来分别为圣以后，让主耶稣来使用。
So Paul is a vessel that was separated for the work of the Lord Jesus.
现在他写信给以弗所地方的圣徒。
And now he's writing a letter to the church in to Ephesus.
他特别在强调这一点。
He emphasized this point.
他是以耶稣基督的使徒的身份来写这封信。
That by the authority of the apostle of the Lord Jesus that he writes this letter.
这个使徒的身份就是带来一个权柄。
And this title of an apostle brings authority.
但是这个权柄不是要牢笼人，不是要压迫人。
But this authority is not to oppress people.
我们从主耶稣所领受的权柄是要造就教会，是要帮助人。
The authority that they were given was to edify the church.
要清楚知道是奉神旨意来做的。
That they are is to clearly know that they are sent by the will of God.
今天我们在教会里面侍奉。
Today when we serve in the church,
我们常常会想说这是负责人来安排。
We may think that, oh, this is arranged by the church board members.
有时候我们跟这个负责人有意见啊，我们就想说，我不要跟你进行，你不要再排我了。所以有时候拒绝圣工是因为他跟人的关系不好啊。
So sometimes people reject Holy Word because they do not have a good relationship with the church board members.
好了，那我们再来思考一下。
And let us reflect.
啊，神给我们这个职分就是一个权柄。
God gave us this a title as our authority.
啊，教会里面的圣工人员。
And all the holy workers in the church.
我们在地上教会呢有一个组织。
And in the local church there is an organization.
有一个体制。
There is a body.
我们要去尊重。
That we have to respect.
哦，因为这是一个规矩。
Because that is the rules.
啊，在上有神的差派。
And at the very top, there is the God who sends workers.
在地有教会的体制去安排。
And on earth, there is the church that arranges.
而且这些很多都是经过层层的这一个会议啊所决议出来。
And all the resolutions have.Been passed through many meetings.
所以在地方我们有职务会来安排教会的各项圣工。
So locally there is a church board that assigns all the holy work.
这个职分跟这个权柄是从主耶稣来的。
And their authority comes from the Lord Jesus.
好，那当我们被安排的时候，我们不要想说这只是人的工作，这是人的工作，我做要做不做看我的心情。
So when we are assigned, don't have the mentality that this is a work from men.And whether or not I do it, it's according to my own will.
每一位信徒应该把它提升说，这是主耶稣差派我的。
Now, all the members should have a transcending thought that this work comes from the Lord.
主耶稣透过地上的教会的这个组织、这个体制来安排我这个工作。
That the Lord Jesus, through the body of the church, assigns me to serve.
这是在教会里面我们事工的一个伦理。
So that is the theology of our holy work.
所以保罗他很清楚的。
And Paul is very clear.
他是奉神旨意的。
That he is by the will of God.
他要做基督耶稣的使徒的。
That he is an apostle of Jesus Christ.
那按照历史这样查考起来，很多资料比对以后呢，我们可以了解他当时候应该是在罗马的监狱里面受到监禁的。
And through historical records, we can guess that he wrote this letter when he was in prison in Rome.
但是他的心还是在关怀教会。
But his heart was still caring for the church.
所以这个地方是说他写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
So here it says he's writing to saints who are in Ephesus.
以弗所这是一个地名。
Ephesus is the name of the land.
它是这个罗马国里帝国里头哦，可以看起来它当时候罗马辖制的这个区域里面呢、啊、是一个第三大的城市。
It was the third largest city in the country of Rome.
啊，第一大就是罗马，他们的首都罗马，罗马城。
The greatest is the city of Rome.
啊，第二个是亚历山大城。
And the second is the Alexandria.
啊，第三就是以弗所了。
And the third is Ephesus.
当时候这个城里头的人口可能有二三十万。
And the population in this city was about 200 to 300 people.
古代那个时间，这个人口，一个城市人口，这个算是很多的。
And In the ancient times, this was considered a great number.
它是一个非常繁忙的一个海港。
And it was a very busy port.
啊，不管是东西还是南北啊，那个交通的要道就是在那个地方成为一个这个汇合的点。
And whether it's north, south, or east or west, it was a very important point.
所以呢，有很不但是很多的东西在那里交流，有很多东西方的那个思想呢，也在那个地方在较量。
So not only were there many goods that were transactioning there, but there was also many thoughts that were traded there.
在那个地方也有当时候非常有名的推拉努这个学坊，是一个学术非常高的一个学术的地方。
And here it was also a place of people of great education.
哦，所以啊，这个地方啊，可以说哈，不管在文化、在经济啊、在政治各方面呢，在交通各方面，它是非常有影响力的。
So this city had a great influence both in culture, economics, and politics.
但是保罗他的想法，他说写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
So Paul he says to the saints who are in Ephesus.
啊，这个地方各地方都有神的教会。
And in all places there are churches of God.
但是在主里面是一体的。
But in God is one body.
所以真耶稣教会在多伦多，真耶稣教会在这个温哥华啊，在卡加利，在埃蒙顿。
So the True Jesus Church in Toronto, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary.
教会是一的，是一个的。
Church is one.
但是它在许多地方啊，可以分设聚会点。
But they have services in different regions.
这是它的概念。
That is the concept.
他才会说写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
So that's why he says to the saints who are in Ephesus.
啊，在哥林多的圣徒。
To the Corinthian saints.
好，那可见这个是在以弗所那个区域啊，大家要来读的一个经文。
So this is a letter that was passed around to the people in Ephesus.
但是近来啊，因为这个考古学的发达
，because the development of archaeology，
有就找到一些古卷啊，就是说一样是以弗所书的那个古卷呢，他们找出来以后来做比对。
They found some early manuscripts of the book of Ephesus, and they compare the manuscripts.
哦，那这些内容大致是一样，但是有一些古卷并没有以弗所这个字眼。
Largely, the content is the same, except for that it does not have the name Ephesus.
那为什么会这样啊？
Why is it so?
所以大家可能想说，他这个本来不是说一定要在一个小的地方来读的。
And they estimate that this letter may not have been only read in this region.
可能是一封啊，在教会里面一直传阅的公函啊，一个地方一个地方传。
But it may have been a letter that was passed around.
啊，保罗他在写哥罗西书的时候也有这样的一个做法。
And when he wrote the book of Galatians, he also used this method.
我们可以来参考一下哈。
We can take a look.
帮助我们了解。
To help us understand.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
啊，哥罗西书四章十六节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 16.
你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念。你们也要念从老底家来的书信。
16. Now when this episode is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea.
所以当时候有一些给教会的书信呢，是传阅的，各教会可以来传递。
So some letters are passed around from region to region.
好，那不管怎么样哈。
But no matter what.
有古卷也是有支持说他是写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
The manuscripts also confirm that this letter was written for the saints in Ephesus.
那我们对以弗所要多一点的了解呢
？But in order to understand the book of Ephesians more,
保罗跟以弗所教会之间的关系
，to understand the relationship between Paul and the Ephesian church,
那就可以去读啊这个《使徒行传》啊十八章到二十章里面的那个记载。
Then we can read Acts chapter 18 to 20, the recordings.
基本上来看，就是说保罗他在传福音的过程当中呢。他在第二次海外宣道的时候，就曾经到过以弗所了。
That on Paul's second missionary trip, he went to Ephesus.
但是在那个地方停留的时间并不多。
But he did not stay there for long.
啊，看起来工作呢也好像没有什么特别成效。
And it seems that there wasn't too much progress in the holy work.
我们可以看一下《使徒行传》十八章。
We can take a look at Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
18章我们看18节。
Verse 18.
使徒行传18章18节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 18.
这是保罗他第二次的海外宣道工作。
And this was the second missionary trip of Paul.
而且已经快近了尾声要完成要回到耶路撒冷了。
And it was near the end when he was going to return to Jerusalem.
那么在19节。
Verse 19.
就提到说到了以弗所啊保罗就把雅居拉跟百基拉这对夫妻呢就留下来然后他自己在犹太人的会堂进到里头去跟他辩论。
So here it says, and he came to Ephesus and left Aquila and Priscilla there, and he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews.
当时候犹太教他们有一个风一个习惯做法就是说一个地方如果有十个以上的犹太人他们就可以成立一个会堂。
So in Judaism, if there are more than 10 people in a certain city, then they can form a synagogue.
我们记得保罗他第一次到腓立比去的时候因为那个时候他没有会堂啊只有几个虔诚的妇人在安息日河边那个地方在祷告。
But we see that when Paul was in Philippi, there wasn't a synagogue, so people just gathered by the river to have service.
所以当时候一开始呢腓立比那个地区啊犹太人应该是不多的。
So at the time of in Philippi, there wasn't too many Jewish people.
但是这个以弗所啊，这个城市大得多了。
But in Ephesus, the city was much greater.
那么已经有犹太人的会堂了。
And there was already a synagogue.
所以保罗他常常就按着他的规矩呢，先到犹太人的会堂去跟他们宣道。
So as Paul's normal routine, he would always enter the synagogue and reason with the Jews.
犹太人的这个信仰习俗，这是他所在行的，因为他以前就从那个当中出来。
And because Paul is a specialist in Judaism.
在犹太教的信仰里头，他们一直在等候弥赛亚，耶稣基督。
In Judaism, they are always waiting for this Messiah.
保罗就是一直在犹太教的信仰里头。
And Paul, he was always in Judaism.
他们认为说弥赛亚受膏者这个耶稣基督，这个基督来的时候呢，他是要风风光光的，像王公贵族一样的来到这个君临天下的这种态势一样。
But they've always believed that this Messiah, when he comes into this world, he will come gloriously as a king.
怎么会是降生在马槽，在一个木匠的家庭里头，一个卑微的人呢？
But how could he have born in a house of a carpenter?
所以他们就是凭外貌去认耶稣嘛。
So by his appearance, they judged him.
然后他们就拒绝耶稣了。
And because of that, they rejected him.
保罗就是为了这个拒绝耶稣，要逼迫耶稣的教会呢，他在热心。
So he is fervent for this church that rejected.
所以他现在呢，他知道犹太人他们信仰那个关键点错误在哪个地方，他要把它矫正过来。
And because now Paul, he knows what is the mistake of Judaism, so he wants to go and fix them.
要去接受耶稣基督，成为他们一直在旧约圣经里头先知所预言的，他们在等候的那个弥赛亚。
To convince them that the Lord Jesus, he is the Messiah that's written in the Old Testament.
所以他到一个地方去，大概都会先有会堂的话，他会先到犹太人会堂去。
So whenever there is a synagogue, he will enter into the synagogue.
那有些人接受，有些人不接受了。
And some accepted, and some did not.
后来他就离开了。
And then he left.
他离开的时候21节啊。
In verse 21.
就说坐船离开以弗所。
And that he left by boats.
那22节就说在该撒利亚呢下了船，然后就回耶路撒冷去了。
And 22, he had landed at Caesarea and gone out to greet the church in Jerusalem.
读上下文的时候
in Antioch.
知道说他这个上就是要上到耶路撒冷去。
So whenever he says he goes gone up, it means that he have gone up to Jerusalem.
原来没有耶路撒冷这个字。
Originally there is no this word Jerusalem.
但是因为一般教圣经里头啊，在写说要去耶路撒冷的时候，都是写着说上耶路撒冷。
So whenever the Bible says going into Jerusalem, they always says go up to Jerusalem.
在地理位置上啊，耶路撒冷它是建在这个锡安山。
Because Jerusalem was on Mount Zion.
那么在信仰的位分上来看，这是众人所仰望的。
And on a spiritual perspective, this is a place that everyone lifts their heads to.
所以圣经的习惯用法都写说到耶路撒冷去的时候，就说上耶路撒冷。
So the Bible always records that they have gone up to Jerusalem.
那一般研究的圣经学者他们就认为说，当他在上到耶路撒冷去的时候，就是结束第二次的海外布道了。
And most Bible scholars says that when he have gone up to Jerusalem, this is the end of his second missionary.
然后呢，随后下 安提阿二十三节又开始讲他经过加拉太佛吕加啊等等这个地方，就是展开他第三次的海外布道。
So later it says he went down to Antioch and he spent some time there. So this part is the beginning of his third missionary trip.
啊，那这个海外第三次海外行程的这个记录应该是跳到十九章的第一节开始。
And this could be jumped to chapter 19, verse 1.
只是呢，在十八章的二十四节到二十八节呢，这个当中就岔出了一个话题啊，就是介绍了这个亚波罗。
Because from verse 24 to 28, it talks about Apollos.
啊，因为亚波罗他曾经在以弗所工作。
Because Apollo he used to work in Ephesus.
他是非常有学问的，能够讲解圣经的。
And he was a very educated and eloquent man.
他领受了很多的圣经的道理。
He had received much of the Bible's knowledge.
他也稍微认识了耶稣基督。
And he came to understand the Lord Jesus.
但是他所传的呢，却是一个约翰的洗礼。
But what he preached is the baptism of John.
所以呢，亚波罗他在以弗所一带工作呢，他传施洗约翰的悔改的洗礼。
So when he was in Ephesus, he preached the repentance baptism, the repentance of the baptism of repentance of John.
然后十九章一开始就讲了。
And starting from chapter 19,
当保罗来到以弗所的时候
，when Paul was in Ephesus,
他遇到很多很多的门徒啊。
He came across many disciples.
这些门徒就是只知道施洗的约翰的洗礼。
And these disciples they only know of the John's baptism.
所以保罗问他们：“你们受的是什么洗
？”So Paul asked them, "What baptism? In what were you baptized?"
啊，因为他们说哈，没有听过圣灵啊。保罗问他们：“你们受信的时候有没有受圣灵？”他们说没有。
And Paul asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said no.
啊，他们就说，因为他们是受约翰的洗。
Because they were baptized into John's baptism.
那保罗就跟他们讲道理了。
And then Paul started to preach to them.
约翰所行的是一个悔改的洗啊。
That John's baptism was a baptism of repentance.
啊，是告诉百姓说他们有罪，他们应该要去接受那个赦罪的洗礼。
And telling them that people have sinned and that they should receive the baptism of remission of sin.
就是后来。啊，耶稣基督他所成全的救赎的这个洗礼。
That is the baptism of salvation, but from the Lord Jesus.
啊，那么保罗就为他们重新奉主耶稣的名来为他们施洗。
Then, Paul baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus.
然后按手在他们头上。
And he laid hands on them.
他们就说方言。
And they started to speak in tongues.
很特别的，他们又说预言了。
And then they prophesied.
啊，那么算一算呢，有十二个人。
And there were 12 in all.
啊，这个就是这个以弗所教会建立的开始。
So this is the beginning of the church in Ephesus.
啊，第八节以后是保罗一直在以弗所的工作。
And from verse 8 onward, it was the work of Paul in Ephesus.
他在犹太人的会堂一连三个月啊，进去啊，在那个地方的辩论。
So Paul he went to a synagogue of the Jews and spoke boldly for 3 months.
然后呢，也在众人当中啊，也到了推拉鲁的这个学房啊，天天辩论两年的时间。
And he reasoned daily in the school of Tyrannus.
啊，那第十节以后就记载他也行了很多神迹。
And then he performed many miracles.
但是也会到遇到这个逼迫和阻挡。
But he still came across persecutions and opposition.
在二十三节那边就记载了。
In verse 23 it says,
在以弗所这个地方啊，他有一个非常有名的亚迪米亚啊，亚迪米庙，亚迪米这个女神啊，这个庙。
That in the city of Ephesus there was a great temple of Diana.
啊，就是这个传说中的戴安娜女神啊。
And that was the legendary Diana.
那我们原来写的是雅迪米哈，有吗？他直接写戴安娜。
对
啊 ，OK 好。那么这个雅迪米啊，戴安娜女神的这一个庙呢，它非常的大。
Because this shrine of Diana was very great.
啊，那个高都有。那个神像高有几十公尺，那个长有几百公尺，很大。那个真的是看起来是，光是它的描述，我们就觉得是非常吓人的。
So this shrine of Diana was a very great and huge building.
哇，那这个在古代哈，是在它被列为古代的七大奇景。
And it was considered one of the seven wonders of the world.
这个就是在以弗所那个地方。
And that was in the city of Ephesus.
后来那个古迹哈，那个遗迹哈。挖出来的时候去丈量那个宽度，哇，真的太大了。
And when they excavated, they found that this size of this temple was huge.
那里头它有一块石头。
And inside there is a rock.
这是一个陨石啊，从天上掉下来的这个陨石。
And this rock was a meteorite.
啊，结果他们就供奉这块石头。
And say they worship this rock.
他们说这就是阿波罗神从天降下来的一块东西。
And they said this came from the god of Apollo.
啊，所以大家拜这个。
So they worship this rock.
那很多人，当时候有银匠，他们啊。我们知道观光地区啊，一定很多人在卖一些手工艺啊，什么纪念品啊。
So there were people who made handcrafted materials.
好，所以这个地方就有当地的一个银匠啊，在这个23节这边有写，叫做迪米丢的。
So here was a silversmith named Demetrius.
他就制造那个雅迪米女神的神像呢，把它放到一个银做的那个盒子里面。这个是银龛啊，这是银龛，哎，他就可以这样兜售了，可以模拟了。
He makes statues of Diana in this small box that could be sold to people.
好了，但是呢，他现在呢，保罗他传一个我们不可以拜人的手所造的神，这个道理呢，传开了在以弗所的地方。
And suddenly they come across Paul who preaches about this God who is not made by hands.
那这样会断他的财路啊。
Then that would end his career.
哦，所以他就出来控告了。
So then he came out to accuse him.
就说保罗他是一个搅乱天下的人呐。
That he is someone who turns the world upside down.
哦，那么有一系列的这个混乱的现象，一些事情就出来了。
And then a lot of turmoil came about.
好，那保罗他在以弗所大概有三年的时间。
And Paul he was in Ephesus for about 3 years.
啊，那么他跟以弗所教会的之间的这个关系非常的这个深厚。
So Paul he had a deep relationship with Ephesus.
啊，那么当我们了解有这个背景的时候，我们再继续来读以弗所书就更清楚了。
When we understand this background, it's easier for us to understand this book.
是保罗他第三次海外宣道的时候，在这个地方来建立教会。
That on his third missionary trip, he established the church.
啊，那是一个这个世上的这个哲学论说非常兴盛的一个地方。
And to most Bible scholars, they say that this is a very prosperous region.
啊，也是传统的这个罗马的神话、希腊的信仰呢，融合在那个地方的。
And it was a place when the Roman and Greek culture all mixed.
这样一个地方，你要去传耶稣基督是天上独一的真神。
And there, when people have to preach that the Lord Jesus, He is the only true God.
是一个宇宙万物的创造主。
That He is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他面对的挑战跟困难可想而知。
You can imagine how great the difficulties would be.
在那样一个地方，真的很需要真理的栽种啊，跟扶助。
So they really needed the full support of the truth.
好，我们就先跟各位提到这里啊。
So let's
走一走啊，喝个茶，再继续第二节。
So let's take a break and continue with our set class number two.
同心默祷。
Bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。